The following is a world-famous Phil Henry Show encore presentation. Yeah.
Hey, welcome. It's Phil Henry here in the Phil Henry Show.
And we have Stephen Bozell in a, I think, a very far-reaching and serious conversation today.
We do.
Stephen Bozell, many of you know him. He's a longtime contributor. He's on our Newsmaker line. And has at times commented on a great many things having to do with family and business. Over 20 years ago, on the eve of Y2K, which was a very, it was an event that a lot of people were fearing because they thought that computers had not been programmed properly. They thought there'd be a massive computer shutdown.
Yeah, they thought there'd be a massive computer shutdown, an infrastructural failure. When the calendar clicked into a whole new set of numerals, not 19 anymore, but 2000, and
that's too many zeros.
No, it's not 2000. It's three.
Oh, okay.
Take it easy, bud. Okay.
All right.
That it clicked into a whole new set of numerals. 20. Now I forget how many.
There's three.
Yeah. 2000. Is that right? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I was just writing them down. Good.
And Steve Bozell came on our program prior to that discussing his fear that with the possible collapse of society,
the collapse of infrastructure, which would lead to overall civil disorder.
Yeah, exactly. Civil disorder. And even to the extent that he thought there would be sort of a Mad Max effect. You know, if you saw the movies Mad Max with them. You know, with Mel Gibson and Tina Turner, there's these guys that are rules of the, you know, ruling the road, these road warriors.
Yes, these road warriors who had their way and did what they wanted with people.
Right. And Steve had this kind of a paranoia. A lot of people were paranoid back then. I didn't think anything was going to happen because I had friends that worked in the banking business and I knew that they'd been working on this problem. And also I happened to have in my pocket a debit card that had an expiration of 01. It was 1999. So how they were able to,
what do you mean?
How are they able to put it? I'm not going to get into it again, man. Okay.
Yeah. We got to discuss this ad nauseum.
No, you said you had it. It was 1999. Right. But my debit card said expires 01. How's that possible if they hadn't already worked out the numerical exchange that would take place there?
My God, General, you're like an animal with his foot caught in a trap. So anyway, Stephen Bozell will join us today because the fear that he had of the road warrior, quote-unquote, you do this part, Phil.
Okay, it led him to buy a case of KY jelly.
Yeah, as anal lube.
Would you shut the hell up, bud? But yeah, essentially what he said. We bring on now from Corona, California, Stephen Bozell, who's going to discuss with us now. And Stephen, I understand you're on your way home from work, right?
I am, Mr. Henry, and I also have anticipated a fair level of abuse that I'll take on your program today.
No, you will not, Steve. You're not going to take any abuse. You and I will talk.
Steve, this is General Shaw. We're going to, and you and I've had our run-ins, we're going to give you all due respect.
All right, well, I appreciate that very much.
Okay, but let me just get the audience up to speed here. So you're on your way home?
I am, yeah. I'm on my way home. We just had a couple of jobs today in Diamond Bar, and I'm heading home to Corona.
All right, tell me about, we were talking about AI singularity, which is where, how do you understand it?
Well, AI singularity is when AI, the artificial intelligence, and I'm not an expert, please understand.
No, none of us really are.
AI is when the artificial intelligence that they have has finally learned enough and it knows enough whereby it can now say, okay, yeah, I got it. I'll take it from here. Basically, it's now, it knows what it wants to do and the things that it wants to do, you know, and so it, you know.
In other words, it's not taking any human input.
No, it's not. No longer does it need no longer does it need any no human.
No longer does it need human input.
No longer does it need human input, and it doesn't need any human input. So now it's taken over and decides for itself.
Okay. Let me, before we get into what you're talking about, I want to let people know that my understanding of AI is different from yours.
Now, Mr. Henry, I know this, and I think you haven't looked deep enough into it.
Okay, I understand that, but my understanding of AI is that it is a, as people have said, it's software. It is not an independent, intelligent being. It's software that knows how to steal.
Right. But again, this thing called singularity. See, you can talk all you want about it. All it wants to do is go out and steal, like it would go out and steal Phil Henry's, you know, material or whatever you want to say. I'm talking about that time in the future, which I was made aware of Delcor, Delcor is just one of our buyers. He's a guy that supplies us with our drywall. He's a guy that supplies us. We bought concrete through him at times. But Delwar said...
What's this gentleman's name?
He's nobody. But it's kind of a side interest to him. Delwar said that the day's coming when AI... is going to know how it's going to know. Dell, Mr. Rader, can I put Dell on the phone?
Okay, but I don't want to interview him.
No, Dell, just the day when AI will. Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the day when AI will know what it wants to be and what it wants to do. That's good. Thank you. Thanks, Dell. That's what I was trying to tell Steve, though. Yeah. No. So it'll know what it is.
All right, so you're talking about a time, Steve, essentially when AI becomes an independent, thinking, intelligent entity.
Yes, sir, that's it. And that is what frightens me, and that, I think, is what should concern every American. And that's why I had said to my wife, and somehow it got out on the Dave Glickman show, because my wife calls Dave Glickman. And
Dave Glickman's what, a sports show?
Yeah, it's a sports show, but my wife had called up Dave Glickman because she likes to talk about women's soccer, and Dave Glickman talks, but she said that AI would take over and would have the same effect as a road warrior.
In other words, as the Mad Max.
Yes, sir, but I, you know, General, what I'm trying to say...
Well, let me just ask something, Steve. How is that going to happen? How does AI...
I don't know. I don't know how... If it decides to do the things it wants to do, and those are contrary to the best interests of humans, is what my wife told Dave Glickman, that I had purchased... And I...
Did your wife tell the Dave Glickman show that you bought a case of KY jelly?
She didn't say I bought it. She said, would it be necessary?
Would it be necessary to get a case of KY jelly?
Well, you know.
All right, so you think AI is going to, just like the road warrior, is going to take you, is going
to... I'm not saying it's going to take, let me tell you what, like right now. No AI, it ain't going to take Steve Bozell. I'm not going to let it, you know, turn me around and bend me over. But it's this day war, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
But if the AI wants to, if it is a bad programming and it wants to turn you around and bend you over.
How's it going to do that, Mr. War?
How's it going to do that? It's going to do that through the collection of synapses, that is computer synapses, that send the message, a criminal message to the brain. And the brain will then, just like that road warrior, will go out and instead of helping mankind, will now be mankind's enemy. And Mr. Bozell, with a case of KY, if you go out and get lube...
Would you fuck off with these guys?
What?
What are they talking about? Hey, Steve, hold on. Steve, we hung up on that ass. That ass you got there. Now, what are you talking about? Let me get...
I'm supposed to do that.
Well, I'm doing it right now. Go ahead, Steve.
Dave, go home.
I just...
Go home. First of all, it was unfortunate for April to bring up the fact that I bought a case of KY jelly just before the Y2K, because I was afraid society was going to break down and the road warrior would be running amok, and I'd have to go break out the lube. Okay? And
we went through that already, man. I don't want to go down that road again.
All right. Well, I don't either, but I'm not the guy that made AI, and I'm not the guy that said that AI can do the things it wants to do.
Well, what is AI going to do, man? How is AI going to... have its way with you?
I don't know, Mr. Henry, but doesn't it scare you and every Christian soul listening to this program right now that AI at some point will gain its independence from the human mind and will thus move forward doing what it wants to do, thinking up things. God knows what it's going to think up, you know.
Yeah, you think because it's going to think stuff up, you better get a case of KY jelly. Is that it?
No, that's not it.
That's what you're saying. You're afraid of what KY, you're afraid of what is it, KY?
It's AI, not KY.
He's afraid, you know.
What do you call me, Fred?
I'm saying you're afraid that AI is going to think up stuff that you need a case of KY jelly for.
I guess in a matter of speaking, yeah.
Okay, and let me just jump in right now and tell you must be really, I'm sorry, Steve, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, Mr. Henry, let me tell you something, you know, just in case people are coming late to the party, there's not an insult that has not been delivered against me by your show.
Well, Steve, I'm sorry about that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, that's just one more insult.
Well, Steve, you know what? If you're talking about AI, which has, even if AI achieves this intelligence, this independent intelligence, you've still not told us how it is that AI will thus go out into the world and take you down in your trailer.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, whatever it is you're talking about, how's AI going to take you, pull your pants down?
Wait a minute.
Can we stop for a minute? I want the answer, and I'm going to get the answer. AI must physically manifest this evil intent, not just think it. How will it do it physically?
I don't know. The short answer is I don't know.
Then what are you worried about?
It's a good question, Steve.
Oh, thanks. Good question, Steve. Yeah, well...
It is a good question. How's it going to do that?
How is AI going to take its intention to get Steve Bozell to buy a case of KY jellies?
What I'm saying is...
By the way, your wife going on Dave Dickman show, whatever it was?
Yeah.
And saying that you bought a case of KY jelly.
She was as concerned as I was, and she was asking Dave Dickman...
You wait a minute. You're talking about women's soccer, and all of a sudden you want to know whether you should get KY jelly?
Everybody having a good time?
Well, it's pretty funny, man. You got to admit.
What's funny, Mr. Henry, about AI taking me... If I'm by myself in my house and I just come in with, and I've got a celery stalk in my mouth, I'm about to make a salami sandwich and AI comes in.
Yeah, AI comes in the door and what? You go...
Okay.
Well, it is funny.
He, you know, that guy, he brings it on himself.
I don't know. Sometimes I think, Bud.
Yeah?
You get with these people.
I get with him.
It sounds like Steve, though. You know, it really does. It sounds like him to be frightened. Anything new, anything that's, not been heard from before, anything that kind of throws him, he immediately goes to the apocalyptic. The road warrior taking over in the year 2000, and he needs a case of KY jelly. And when that didn't happen, he took it back.
Yeah, he got his money back, though.
Yeah. And now we have AI, and he's afraid AI is somehow going to act like the road warrior.
He's afraid that AI is going to take him from behind in his trailer while he's eating celery and watching that, what's the guy, Maury Povich?
Eating celery.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Mr. Bozell, you cannot say the F. You said the F word. F-U-C.
Give me the phone, Steve. Don't hang up on me again. Don't ever do that again.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I'm sorry.
All right. First of all, you've yet to explain to us how it is that AI is going to, take you.
I don't know, and I realize it's a good question, but aren't you afraid that AI, if it does develop to the point of what they call the singularity... Come on, Dave, Dave, what do you think? AI gets the singularity, there's no reason to believe that it won't go around pulling people's pants down. Never mind, I'm sorry.
Keep that guy off the air, please.
All right. But again, I know what you're saying about Y2K.
By the way, Steve, I want to ask you: Do you still have that case of KY jelly?
Oh my God! What an insulting question.
Do you?
Yes, I do. But what is that?
Why would you still have that case? I thought you took it back.
I've tried to. They wouldn't give me my money back, so I kept it.
Yeah. Have you used any of it in the 20 years since?
I'm not gonna answer that question.
Bud, that was really insulting. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Bud.
Oh my God.
All right, Steve, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you got nothing to worry about.
Well, you know...
Just like I said back at Y2K, you had nothing to worry about. You didn't want to listen to me. You know, you held on to... And then you got the neighbors laughing at you. Remember that?
that it was Roy Hutchins, not all the neighbors.
They were laughing at you as you were loading it back into the bed of your truck to take to take back to CVS.
See, this is what I mean. I have a bunch of neighbors staring at me and pointing my fingers at me and going, look, say, look at the R-E-T-A-R-D, and you think that's funny.
No, I don't think using that word's funny, but I think it probably was funny seeing you loading that case of KY back into the bed of your truck. Well, I guess you can't take it back now, can you?
No, I can't. No, I've had it for 20-plus years.
How do you know it's still any good?
How do I know it's still any good? I guess I'll find out.
Yeah, you're right. If AI breaks into your house...
Steve, you can't possibly be serious.
I'm not saying that it's going to... All I tried to bring up, and all you people did... was lift your leg to me, is I'm talking about... if it has malevolent intent, if AI has malevolent intent... okay...
What's to stop it from wanting to... You're going to need...
What's to stop it from wanting to take you from behind?
What did I tell you to...
Technically, yeah. What's to stop it from wanting to take me from behind?
I already told you, it has no...
It doesn't have the physical wherewithal.
What?
How's it going to do it, Steve, if it's just AI? What is it going to do? Is it going to do through the... Is the computer going to mount you? Is your laptop going to attack you from behind?
Well...
Yeah, your laptop will launch itself off the bed and just go, yeah.
What did I tell you, man?
Sorry.
See, that's what's his name again?
Bud Dickman.
That's Dickman mocking my fear. Mocking my fear and just lifting his leg to the terror that I feel.
Oh, get out of here. You don't feel terror. I heard you go through this back in 2000. Here we go again with this AI. And you still have that case of KY jelly.
Yeah. Thank God. And I can tell.
Okay, well, I've heard about enough of that bullshit.
Yeah, see, and Steve, I won't say that he's gotten worse over the years, but the same things that made him afraid then still do.
So were you anticipating this?
Well, you know, here we are with this new, remember Y2K was sort of a new technological question mark, and a lot of people reacted in the extreme. And the one thing I like about Steve is he's almost like that canary in the coal mine. If he's reacting in the extreme, we know that there's somebody
else out there is loading up on the KY jelly.
I guess so. Yeah, we got Jeff Dowder coming up. He's got some concert dates, right?
He's got dates.
Yeah, he's got some club dates for us at Dark Horse at Mr. Pooh's.
Coming up on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Steve Bozell, and I've been asked to do a promo for the Phil Henry Show website to get a backstage pass. It's only under $10 a month if you get it for a month. It's under like $7 a month if you get it for a year. You get a backstage pass, and you can hear all the shows that I was on the Phil Henry Show over the last 20-plus years, and you can laugh yourself sick. You can laugh yourself till you're sick all over your shoes.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. 60,000-plus hours of classic radio and digital content with video casts, home movies, podcasts by Bobby Dooley, L Cut the Next Step, and oh so very much more.
Yes, get a backstage pass.
It's the greatest value online more than...
In addition to
porn. I don't know for sure.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Jeff Dowder joining us on our newsmaker line. Jeff is in Hermosa Beach, California right now. And Jeff, got some club news?
Yeah, we do, Mr. Henry. I'm really excited about Dark Horse. We're back at Mr. Pooh's, and I want to let everybody know we had a very fun summer, but it looks like it's going to be even more funner. It'll be more funner in the autumn months.
Now, you guys, are you in the bathtub?
Yeah, I said he could.
Yeah, I'm just taking a very quick bath.
That's okay, man. So, Jeff Dowder, all right, so I got thrown by that.
Yeah, I thought you'd be out of the tub by now.
Well, I'm not, man. I'm still just, I'm still soaking a little bit. It's just been kind of a tough week.
Hey, Jeff, what do you do besides being a musician?
I work for the city of Huntington Beach. I did have a snowplow that was, I purchasedly bought it. And, I personally purchased it. And I bought it.
You drove a snowplow for the city of Huntington Beach where it never snows.
It was my idea, and they said they said it was lame, so I parked it back in my house. I worked for the city. I worked at the Parks Department.
And you also went to Caltech. I just want people to get the background on you.
Yeah, I took mechanical physics at Caltech, and I was a professor there of mechanical physics for a summer.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Jeff, for a guy that's got all of, you know, that going for him, well, I don't know, you've got the Caltech thing going for you, driving a snowplow, I don't know what that is. Anyway, what are the dates?
What are the dates?
Well, so you got some dates. Okay, go ahead. The tub's a little loud.
I'm sorry, I just dropped the washcloth down. So what we got going on right now, we're really proud to say that Dark Horse has got three big shows now we're going to be doing at Coconut Grove, which is a new club.
Now, I've heard of this Coconut Grove.
Yeah, where is that located?
Coconut Grove is on Sailboat Lane in Manhattan Beach. So we're going to be going between Coconut Grove and Mr. Pooh's for the next 3 weeks. We got three big shows at 8 and 11.
When you say three big shows at 8 and 11, what does that mean?
That means we're going to do three shows between. We do it at 8, and we do one at 8:15, and then we do one at 11.
You do one at 8, 8:15, and 11.
Yeah, that's what I said, man. I'm not stuttering over here.
But you understand, Jeff, that's one show that lasts for 15 minutes, another one that goes for 3 hours or whatever it is, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I mean, if that's what you say.
That's what it is.
If that's what you say. But we're doing three big. Can I just get this done?
Go ahead.
So we got three big Dark Horse, three shows at 8 and 11 with Gus Palvelotti is going to be opening. You Stink Bad, and from San Diego, Chicken Wilson is missing. That comes up this Saturday night. The doors open at 9 at Coconut Grove, 1111 South Sailboat Lane, Manhattan Beach. We'll see you there. I'm Jeff Dowder. I'm loose.
What does that mean, I'm loose? All right. Okay, so that's cool. So that's on this Saturday night?
This Saturday night. Then the following Saturday, we're going to be headlining kind of a special brunch, the 23 Festival of Music at the Beach. It's the 2023 Festival of Music at the Beach Festival at Chucko's Seaside Cafe. That's going to be in Seal Beach. That's going to be in Seal Beach. I don't have any band names yet for that one.
So this is the 20th, what is it?
This is a 2023 festival, Beach Music at the Beach Festival. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, I know you guys are sitting there going, this dude must be stoned or something.
Well, none of this stuff, man, it makes, go on.
What, man?
Well, the 2023 Beach Music Festival at the Beach.
I may have the name wrong, man, but right now I'm just trying to get through this because Bud said there's a little amount of time.
All right. What's the next one?
Next one is we're going to be at Mr. Pooh's. So that's Mr. Pooh's will be coming up Sunday night. We're going to be at Mr. Pooh's 7:30 until, okay? So, you know.
You'll be playing all night, in other words.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll be playing all night from 7:30 with Susan's Wind and I'm Now Nude, and that's going to be at Mr. Pooh's.
What are the bands?
Susan's Wind and I'm Now Nude.
Now, you said this band, Chicken Wilson, what is it?
Chicken Wilson's missing. They're from San Diego. They just got a deal with Processed Pompadour Records for a couple of EPs, which I think will be very excellent.
When are you recording again?
You know, Mr. Henry, it happens when it happens. I mean, when you say that, it kind of reminds me of the missed opportunities that we've had.
Yeah, but you had a record deal, I thought.
We did, you know, and then we had a couple of guys quit the band. Flats Raymond, he quit the band, and we lost our drummer, Boneyard Armadillo.
What is the guy, Boneyard Armadillo?
Yeah, okay. And then we lost our bass player, Shits Giggles. So
but the guy's name is Shits Giggles. You don't want anybody commenting on that, huh?
Commenting on what, man?
The guy's name is weird, man.
Yeah, it's weird. But this reminds me, these are some painful things, man. The time we almost had a record deal and then Shits Giggles quit and we lost Boneyard Muldoon, man. And I'm just trying to tell you, it hurts. Hurts bad.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing you, Jeff, at Coconut Grove as well as Mr. Pooh's and, of course, the big festival coming up this weekend.
Next weekend.
Okay, next weekend would be a week from Sunday.
Week from Sunday, yeah.
All right, man. Are you okay?
Not really, no. It's that you guys are talking to me about Boneyard Muldoon and the fact we lost the EP deal with Processed Pompadour.
I'm sorry I brought it up, man, but all these other bands are getting these deals. I don't know.
Well,
not all these other, but what was the band it is?
Chicken Wilson's missing, just got a deal. And then, yeah, Susan's Wind has got a deal with Necrub. So.
What is the name of that label?
What?
What's the name of the label Susan's Wind is on?
Necrub.
Necrub, okay. Congratulations.
You know, Mr. Rennie, I hear you neck rub. You think all of this is pretty weird, but this is the music business today, and I'm just trying to keep up, you know?
It's all I can do.
You guys have been together for a long time. You had that great period, the Darkness at Sunrise period, and now you cats just seem to be...
What, we just seem to suck? God damn, thanks a lot.
No, you don't suck, Jeff.
What are you saying, you suck?
Well, that's what you're just basically saying, that we're sitting here just doing, gigging over there at Coconut Grove, and Mr. Pooh's and everybody else is off playing the US Festival.
We'll see you later, Jeff, okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right. Jeff, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. I'm just splashing around in the...
Just splashing around in the tub.
That's all I'm doing, man.
All right, have a good bath. We'll talk to you later, huh?
Yeah.
Jeff Dowder.
Well, the band has been around a long time, and they did go through their Darkness at Sunrise.
They went through a couple of periods there of great success.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do with the band now, but they seem to be the house band at Mr. Pooh's, and there's this new club called Coconut Grove.
Yeah, Coconut Grove. Everybody goes there.
Do they?
Yeah.
But all these other groups like Chicken Wilson is Missing and Susan's Wind, they're all getting record deals.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Not laughing. I'm not laughing at anything, man.
Oh, you're crying.
That's it. I'm weeping. I'm weeping tears. I'm weeping tears for Jeff. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by your brother here, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry is on Instagram as Phil Hendry. We're also on Cameo. We're also on Facebook at Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, and also the BSPs and More page, too. And another thing we're on is X, at Real Phil Hendry, and everything.